Well, now, here we are with our weekly feature, when we leave the studio and go out and about in London, finding events, people, and places of interest in town tonight. So, with Brian Johnston as our guide, let's go somewhere.
Well, the talk of the town tonight is undoubtedly the Cup Final, which has taken place at Wembley, and I've come along here tonight to a West End restaurant where the winners, the Wolves, have kindly allowed me to come and spoil their dinner for them so that we can quiz them a bit on the air and find out how they're feeling. And as you can hear in the background, we've got a big crowd here, and what's more, we've got the cup for you, and, well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Well, first of all, I've got Billy Wright here, and Billy, I'd like to say congratulations on behalf of all the listeners to you. Well played.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's great today.
Well, now, the one or two little things I want to ask you, what's it like just in that dressing room just a few minutes before? Is it a terrible feeling?
It's very nerve-wracking, I can tell you that, very much so.
Well, what do you do in there? Do you sing or...?
No, we just talk over things, you know, little things, like to clear your mind before we go out to keep us at rest.
It is. What about, and I went down there, there's a terrific long tunnel this time we have to go up to, isn't there?
Well, not as long as the old dressing room, because you've got a very small tunnel. This one's a big open one, so it's much better. You've got fresh air there to come out into.
And you walked out alongside your opponents. You talked to them at all just
yes,
before the game?
Yes, talked to them, yes. They're very jolly there, you know, before the game.
It was all friendly and everything,
yeah,
was it?
Friendly.
Was there any moment, I asked you this earlier in the dressing room tonight, perhaps you tell this lot of listeners, was there any moment when you thought you might possibly lose this lovely cup?
No, none at all. And then when Sammy Smile got his third goal, I knew that we'd won the cup.
Well, that must have been a wonderful feeling. Oh. Now, is it cheating to ask you what Princess Elizabeth said to you when she presented you with the medals and the cup?
No, no, she just congratulations on a very fine victory. I think that was very good.
It was. Well, now, I don't know if I've got any other things we want to ask for you. Yes, I tell you what, are there any superstitions you have, any things you don't do as a footballer before a game?
No, no, no. So only one superstition that I've got is that Johnny Hancock always ties my knots in my boots for me before the game.
He did it today.
He did it today, yes.
What happens when he isn't playing? You don't wear boots? Or what?
I fetch him in the dressing room to do it.
You always do?
Yes.
Good old Johnny Hancock. He has to play anyhow, really.
Yes.
And one other thing, what about the dressing room now? They've changed dressing rooms. Is there a lucky one now or an unlucky
one? Well, they're telling me now that we've won, the North dressing room is the lucky one now.
And it always will be from now on, will it?
It will be from now on.
Well, okay, Billy, I'm coming back to you in a second, but just before we have a little celebration from the Cup, I've got here Stan Cullis, the manager, and well known to you all, of course, as England's captain and everything else. Stan, how are you feeling?
Well, as you can imagine, I'm feeling very pleased, very proud, and especially proud of my team.
Well, you told me earlier, through the jaw, you bumped up and down on that seat like a cat on hot bricks. Your seat got a bit sore, didn't it?
Yes, I think I was playing the game for some of the players. I think I body swerved for Sammy Smythe's third goal quite well.
Well, thank you very much, anyhow, for letting me interrupt the dinner. And now, I see a nice bottle of champagne over there. Do you think we might open it and drink a toast?
Yes, I think on this special occasion, we'll have a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
And now, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, our head waiter, the Cafe Royal, Mr. Fumigali, will now open the champagne.
Well, now, this is under an absolute shower of champagne, which went all over me and Billy Wright. It's gone in, you heard it pouring into the cup. And may I, Billy, first of all, I've got excuses, may I just drink a toast to the Wolves out of the cup?
Yes.
And on behalf of listeners, this is on your behalf, out of the cup they won today, I'm drinking to the Wolves. Here goes. I wish we had more jobs like this. And now, Stan, would you like to drink a toast?
Yes, I think I'd like to drink a toast to Leicester City for putting up such a grand game.
Yeah. And Stan takes a much longer draft than I have. And finally, Billy, will you drink a toast?
Yes, Brian. I'd like to toast to the teams that we've already beaten in the cup and also the other clubs that have taken part in the competition this year.
Well, a very nice toast. And as Billy Wright empties the cup, there's none left in it now. It's time to say goodbye from this West End restaurant and return you to the studio.